April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's start with an asshat opening his mouth, and
there
then
we go.
And then we'll get to setting up the week and all the good stuff. But like Julian Love, just all right. I'm gonna do it. Earmuffs, 1, 2, 3. Shut the fuck up, man.
There it is.
Like I can't say it better than Brandon Graham did. He said it perfectly. People got a lot to say when they're sitting at home watching on their couch, don't they, Julian?
Yeah.
Julian, what was the final score of your playoff game that you played in here? What was it? 38-7? How'd your coach do, pal? Put some respect on Nick's name. Sorry for hitting the table.
No, it's all right. I think during rants, maybe you're allowed.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, seriously, like, I get it, right? The Eagles have a phenomenal roster. Howie Roseman deserves all the credit in the world. Jalen Hurts deserves all the credit in the world. But, like,
right.
Like it's just like, what are you doing, man?
Well,
like, it's like, I want to say rude, but I feel like
it doesn't
encompass everything.
I mean,
it's outrageous.
It's 100% rude. I mean, imagine if Nick Sirianni said at the podium, I mean, Julian Love's only really good safety because he's surrounded by a ton of talent.
Yeah, of course.
He'd be furious. Love would be furious. And it would be, this is a big story, but like, it would be a massive story. The Giants would use it as, you know, bulletin board material. So a couple thoughts. One, as someone that, you know, look, I've never done Good Morning Football or wherever he was on, but as someone that does media, you could tell he was like, he said it and then they were loving it and he like kept piling on. Like he got more and more into the take as he kept going.
Mm-hmm. He's like, you guys like this? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool,
anyone
cool,
could,
cool.
You know, free ride. Anyone could coach that team.
You
blah, blah,
guys
blah.
Could coach
exactly,
that team.
Right.
Har, har,
exactly.
Har, har, har.
And then he tried to clean it up on Twitter, just saying like, well, the roster's so good. But Julian Love, again, aside, because
can I just say something real quick? Real quick. I know that they played the Giants three times before this. I never heard of Julian Love before yesterday. I never heard of the guy. I know they played him.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro. You had such an impact in those games. I never heard of you before yesterday, Julian Love.
You know,
I wouldn't remember your name. It's Love. I love Love.
You do
I'm
love
a love,
love
guy. Not this Love.
You know who he is? Remember the Devontae catch against the Giants along the sidelines where someone like missed him? Like,
oh, that's that guy.
That was Julian Love, yeah. That was him, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Like, could've
where he could have picked it off or hit him and he just completely missed. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So,
that guy.
Yeah. But here's the other thing.
In the 38, that was the end of the season. Yeah, you're right.
52. No, no, I'm talking about in
New York. Oh, that was the 48-22.
Yep, yeah.
God, the gall. You got your freaking ass whooped by this team. Like, what an embarrassment you are.
And also, he's kind of taking a shot at his own roster. Because he's saying,
absolutely
he's
is.
Saying, you know, like, well, the Eagles roster is so good they don't need a coach. Like, but our trash roster, you know, like you
but
guys.
But give my guy coach of the year. He did a great
job. You see the trash he's coaching. Like, it's essentially what he's saying, right? Like, if you're going to say Brian Daboll is such an amazing coach and the job he did this year and then be like, Nick doesn't barely need to coach. Well, then really, what are you saying about your teammates?
Yeah, it's great.
You know, like if I'm on the Giants and I see that quote, I'm like, well, what does he think of me? Like, does he think I'm a trash player? So there's that component to it. But the other thing, and this is really the beginning of what we're going to hear all week, is this, and we've talked about it, but just the the incorrect notion that Nick Sirianni has a free ride, that he doesn't have to coach because of the roster. And really, at that point, with that point, I'm almost tired of talking about it because it's such lazy, wrong analysis, but you're going to hear it all week. What really bothers me is the thing where people are upset at Nick about how he acts on the sideline, because I think it's incredibly hypocritical. Like, so in every walk of life, but let's just use football, for example, and we'll use Julian Love because he said he didn't like that clip of Nick where he's like shaking his head, whatever. So, Julian, you're allowed to love your job a lot. You're allowed to play with passion. You're allowed to celebrate good plays. You're allowed to be upset when mistakes are made, but Nick's not. I know that Nick's not playing, but Nick is a head coach of an NFL team. He's worked his whole life to get there, just like Julian has worked his whole life to get there. I think Julian Love should be allowed to celebrate after plays. He should be allowed to show emotion. Why can't Nick? Like, I just don't get this criticism of Nick on the sideline. And you see it from other media members, too. Like, oh, they don't like when he acts that way. Aren't we all supposed to be super invested in our job? Like, I know when me and you, and this sounds corny, but like, when me and you have a great open to the show, we'll like high five or hug or celebrate afterwards.
Sure do.
Because it's like, that was a great opening, right?
Yep.
The only difference is we're not being filmed. Like, if you're in any walk of life, if you have a really great meeting and you come out of the meeting, you're like, I rocked that. Yeah, exactly.
Like, way to go, man.
And keep in mind, we all feel different amounts of pressure. Nick is being watched by 50 million people and judged. So you're telling me when they score a touchdown, he's not allowed to release some emotion? It's just, it's dumb. Like, I don't get the policing of it. It's also silly because, in general, a lot of media and a lot of fans do the whole thing where they throw a flag for, like, taunting. And everyone's like, oh, like the No Fun League, like, this is so lame. Like, oh, allow these people. And then Nick does it, and it's like, you know, an abomination to the game. Like, he has a camera in his face. What's he supposed to do? Sit there and be like, please, guys, I'm coaching a game right now. Like, they just scored a touchdown. He's being surrounded by all of his teammates and coaches cheering, all of the stands going wild, and he's supposed to just, like, I think it's so dumb. I think it's the definition of ripping somebody for, like, no reason. If anybody was in Nick's situation, first of all, if I was in Nick's situation, I'd be a mental mess the entire time.
Who are you talking to right now?
I know, you, well, yeah, you.
Nick is doing nothing compared to what I would do on this island.
It's insane, yeah.
If I were the head coach of the Eagles.
Oh, my God, I'd cry multiple times
again. Every touchdown we scored, I would be the psychopath.
Yes.
Running up and down this, yeah, yeah,
right.
Way to go, Shady, Miles, whoever I'm coaching,
right.
That would be me.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? And let's be completely honest. We've heard these guys talk about it. These players love it.
Exactly.
He's one of them.
Exactly.
He reacts like they react. He's invested in the game to the same emotional level they are.
Yes.
Like, what are we talking about here?
Also,
it drives me crazy.
How many times as a media, and I'm not going to include us in this because we don't do it, but how many times as a national media do they have to rip Sirianni for something only to be proven completely wrong
before
they give him the benefit
of
the doubt?
Yep.
And again, nobody's above criticism. If they want to criticize Nick, do it. It's just be better at it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to rip Nick this week, if you're someone that feels Nick doesn't do a good job, I'm going to tell you right now, I'll give you guys the cliff notes, the smart way to rip Nick. Well, he doesn't call the plays. That's, if you want to really, you know, say Nick's
and,
not.
And again, I think that's a.
And it's fine, but I'm saying.
I think that's a poor way to rip him because I'm happy he doesn't call
I don't
plays,
disagree, but.
But
I'm saying at least there's some validity and like interestingness to that. The interesting point is not, well, his roster is really good. Yeah, there's a lot of really good rosters. The Eagles have the best roster, but let's not act like the Chiefs have like trash roster. Let's not act like the Niners outside the court.
He also had to get the most out of that roster.
Right.
He also designed an offense for 100%. His quarterback. He also puts his players in positions to be successful.
We saw it in the 49ers game, going for it on fourth down, right? Twice.
Totally. Like, he's phenomenal in game. Like, this is, to your point, this is lazy.
But
It is uneducated.
Correct.
It is uneducated. It is ignorant. They are being ignorant of what this guy is doing, and again, to the whole point of like,
because they don't watch every snap every
right
week.
But also they're just not paying attention, because again, all you have to do is look at this group of guys and the culture that they have there and the chemistry and what's been created. Like, they don't play awesome just because they're super talented. They play awesome because they play for
and
each other
well.
And they're coached well, but all this stuff matters. The Nick stuff that we used to like think was hokey, and it turns out is actually freaking brilliant.
Yeah.
The no bigger motivator than loving the guy next to you, not wanting him let him down. Like at first when you think about it, it's like, oh, football and hokey and the guys like Julian
Love. Well, the flower thing. Yeah.
But you know what? No, it is profound. It is deep. He is tapping into emotion, tapping into things to get the best out of his players, to get the most out of his players. Like, he is doing stuff on a different level than a lot of other guys.
Yeah.
And on honestly, it is ignorant. It is ignorant to look at it any other way. Like, honestly, I'm embarrassed for Julian Love. He should be embarrassed today.
Well, I'm sure he probably...
Football player? Like, you know football, buddy? I guess not. I mean, we even heard it. We had real quick, we had Rodney McLeod on the show a couple of days ago, on the midday show, and he was phenomenal. And they asked him about Nick, and he talked about this specific thing. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, those guys love each other. Yeah. He's like, they play for each other. He's like, when it's a brotherhood on a team, he's like, it's different. He's like, it's why we won the Super Bowl. It's different. He's like, that dude has fostered this here. Like, it's clear if you just look for it.
Yeah, no, I agree. But the Julian Love thing is not going to be a unique thing. You're going to hear it all week because now every media outlet in the country is talking about Nick Sirianni. So you're going to hear a lot of it. And it's just, you know, we're going to talk about Super Bowl week and everything. That is one thing to expect. There's going to be a lot of lazy narrative around there about Nick Sirianni. And it's just unfair, you know? And I do understand that people can't watch every snap of every game. But if you're not going to watch every snap of every game, and then you say something, and then, like, you're told, you know, hey, by the way, like, this isn't actually true, then admit you're wrong. Like, it's been weeks about this, of Nick Sirianni with... And again, his over-under before the year was 9.5. They won 14 games. It was the biggest difference of any team in the NFL. So... where is the logic of, well, Dable did more with less? Not really. Like, you know, so I don't know. It's just the beginning of it. Brandon Graham, like you said, clapped back at him yesterday. I'll be interested to see what Nick says about it. My guess is Nick won't say much of anything
of
when he's asked
of
about
course
it.
He won't.
Yeah. But it's gotta be frustrating to be Nick, and like, you get ripped for your introductory press conference. You get ripped when you're 2-5.
You're ripped along
and look,
the
he's
way.
Getting a lot of praise, because deservedly so.
In this city, to your point, we're here every day. We see him every day. Like, he is beloved now.
Yeah,
in this
he's beloved
city,
now.
As
yeah,
he, as he should, and he's appreciated.
Right. It's like, look, I remember my first few years covering the Eagles, and maybe it was just the locker room. Who knows? But players gave interesting quotes. Like, players would talk trash to their team. Players would show personality and do things. The longer I've covered the team, and the more people jump on every quote, the more people like take things out of context, whatever, the less the athletes say, right? So, and look at Doug. When Doug was first hired in 2016, ton of personality. By the end of the year, he was beaten down. I'm just begging people, don't do it to Nick. Because Nick is so good at the podium. He shows personality. He cares. He's funny.
He's authentic.
And look, I don't know Nick. I don't hang out with Nick 5 days a week outside the workplace. Yeah. So I'm not going to say I know Nick super well. But my interactions with him, he's a nice guy that has right intentions. And I just think this whole, like, if you want the league to be fun, if you want to like see personalities and do all these things, then don't discourage people that do that. Because you know what's going to happen now? Nick's going to stop celebrating.